The Mishnah says that if you have a hadas that has more hanavim than olam, if it has more berries than leaves, it's possible. But if you remite them, if you take off the berries, then it would be mutter. So the Gemara is a machlekes whether you're allowed to be memite on yantiv or not. Can you take off these berries on yantiv? One tana holds you could take them off on yantiv. So the Gemara on Umibez has a kasha, has a mutter to take it off on yantiv. You're being masakin mana, you're being masakin a kli, you're making the hadas now mutter to be used, and that's a Yisr of Tikkun Kli. And my answer is Shalukdin L'Achila. You're not taking them off in order to use it for a mitzvah. You're taking them off L'Shem Achila. You want to eat them, and therefore your kavana is not to make a Kli, and therefore it's mutter. In fact, the Gemara, but it's a Psik Reisha. We know that Psik Reisha is Asur, even though you're not Mechamin. But if it's for sure going to happen, it's for sure going to be a Kli, then it's Asur. Mayrib Shem Psik Reisha B'lo Yamas. And my answer is we're talking about the Islay Hoshana Charita. You have another Hadas. You have another Hadas, which is Kasher for the mitzvah. You don't need this one for the mitzvah at all, and therefore, even though it's a Psik Reisha, you're making a Kli. It's mutter, there's no problem, psik reisha over here. And the question is, what's the beer in the teretz of the Gemara? At the end of the day, it's a psik reisha, you're creating a kli, you're being machsher hadas, why should it be mutter because I have a shana charita? How do you get out of this problem of psik reisha? So there's a famous shita, the Arich, brought down by Tosis and Ksubis and Davav, that says, Gvaldik Yechidish and the din of psik reisha, and this is one of his main rayas, from our sugya over here, that even though psik reisha is also there, but that's only psik reisha denichale, it's only if you want the psik reisha to happen. But if it's lo nichale, if you don't want it to happen, even though it's for sure going to happen, then psik reisha is mutter, that's the chiddush that he says based on our sugya and other rayas. Gvaldik Yechidish, but that's the shita sa Arich. Tosis over there is chaylik on the Arich, he holds the psik reisha is asr. Even if it's lo nichale, it doesn't make a difference. If it's for sure going to happen, it's also whether you want it or not. And he's chaylik, and Taisus would have to say a different shot in the Gemara over here. He says one mahalach over there. Another option could be like the Ritva over here. The Ritva says that when you have another hadas, and I don't need this hadas, so if I don't need it for the mitzvah, we view it like a hadas shaita. It's like a hadas that's not kashul the mitzvah at all. So I'm taking berries off a hadas shaita. I'm not being misogyn the kli at all. The fact that I don't need it for the mitzvah means that there's no tikkun kli. It's not a physical tikkun over here. It's sort of a halacha tikkun. And if I don't need it, then we don't view that as a tikkun kli at all. That would be another way of learning if you don't hold like that chiddush of the arach. But al kapanim, there's a machlokes rishonim whether we say this chiddush of the arach, the psik reisha de lo nichale, is a mutter or not. If I'm doing a psik reisha but I don't want it, is a mutter or not? Then the shaila is what's this machlokes talion? What's the lamdas behind the shitas of arach and those who argue on the arach? And avochanan ksubas and davav is mazbir. Al pi a very fundamental chakira in the din of psik reisha. What's the pshat of the psik reisha is aser. We know the davar shen miskaven is mutter because I don't have kavana. If I don't have kavana, the malacha is mutter. So why? Because it's a psik reisha. Why? Because it's for sure going to happen. Why does that now suddenly become aser? So Machanan says it could be mazber in one of two ways. So take Lamashal, he gives as an example a nazar. A nazar is not allowed to pull out hair from his head, but he's allowed to be sarik, you're allowed to comb your head. But if by combing it, it's for sure going to pull out hairs, then the srika is asr. You can't comb it because it's a psik reisha that you're going to be pulling out hairs from your head. So what's the pshat in that? Why is it that you can't comb your head? So one pshat would be, Zakta Vachanan, that being that I know that by combing my head, I'm for sure going to pull out hairs, even though I could say from today till tomorrow that I'm not mechaven to pull out the hairs, but if I know for sure it's going to happen, then it's as if I'm being mechaven. That's considered kavana. I know it's going to happen. I know this is what's going to be, so I can't say I'm not being mechaven. That's considered being mechaven. If I know for sure A will lead to B, it's as if I'm being mechaven for B, and therefore it's aser. That's one way of understanding it. Or you could say the pshat is no. It's not as if I'm being mechaven. I'm talking not being mechaven. I'm the mechaven for combing. I'm not being mechaven for pulling out the hairs at all. But being that the combing is for sure going to result in pulling out of hairs, if malacha A will cause B, then we say that B is included in A. The pulling out the hairs is part of the maisa of srika, part of the maisa of combing, and if I'm being mechaven for the combing, so mimela, it's as if I was mechaven for the pulling out the hairs as well. So it's not the pshat that we understand, we touch up your das, it's as if you're being mechaven, you're really not being mechaven at all for the srika, you're not being mechaven for the pulling out, you're mechaven for the srika, but being that the srika will for sure result in pulling out of hairs, then that's included in that malacha of srika, and the kavana we have for srika will help for the pulling out of the hairs as well. So in other words, bekitzer, psik reisha lipshat, that we touch up that we assume you're being mechaven because you know for sure it's going to happen, or you're talking not mechaven, we don't care, they're not mechaven because you're mechaven for the ikar malacha, which the secondary malacha is included in. So that, he says, Avochanan says, that could be the husband that's machlekes. If you hold it, the pshat is that psik reisha makes it that it's as if I'm being mechaven. It's like an ansari that I'm being mechaven. I really want it to be. So if we know lo nichale, if we know for sure that you don't want it, for whatever reason, you have another shana, we know that you don't want it, then over here we don't say that it's as if you're being mechaven, because you clearly don't want it. It's lo nichale. But if, and that would be pshat and l'arach. But if the pshat is that we don't really care about your kavana, we don't care if you're mechavan for the second malacha or not, you're talking not being mechavan, you're being mechavan for the first malacha. But Psik Reishis says that if it's for sure going to happen, the second malacha is included in the first malacha, so then we don't care if it's l'nichaler, it doesn't make difference if l'nichaler. L'maisa, I'm mechavan for the srika, I'm mechavan for the lakita, the second malacha is included, and the mele, that would be aser, even though it's l'nichaler, that could be the hazard of the machalakis v'shainim, whether Psik Reishis l'nichaler is mutter or aser.